It's time now for the Kill the Can podcast.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Kill the Can podcast. I'm your host, Chewy. I would like to welcome new listeners to the podcast, new members of the Kill the Can community. Our social media has been blowing up lately. So hopefully we've got some new members to the community, and not only to those platforms, but to the podcast as well. I just got an email notification the other day that our YouTube channel hit 1,000 subscribers, which is super cool. The TikTok account continues to blow up. I think we're at 12 or 14,000 followers there. And I tell you what, like social media, I'm not typically a huge fan of social media, with the one exception of it allows me to engage with quitters from across the country, across the world, answer questions, reinvigorate my own personal quit. Because I'll be honest with you, there's a lot of selfishness in why I do these, you know, social media and the podcast and those kind of things. I do those things because I enjoy helping, but because they keep me quit, it continues to keep my quit fresh on a daily basis. It continues to remind me of the battles that I have fought over the last 17 or almost 18 years now to get and stay quit. So I would like to thank you all for really for giving me that opportunity to continue to talk about this stuff that I'm just so passionate about. We've got some really cool things coming up here on the podcast in the next couple episodes. So I mentioned in episode 28 of the podcast, I had on Duathman, who is from September 2013. So Travis has actually, if you listen to that episode, we were talking a lot about the podcast that he was going to start. The name of his podcast is Health Transformation with Travis. You can find it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and you know whatever platform you listen to your podcast on. So he has, in fact, started that podcast, and I had the pleasure of joining him on his podcast a couple days ago, and we recorded an episode of the podcast. We talked, obviously, a lot about quitting nicotine. We talked about Kill the Can and the history of Kill the Can and those kind of things. I'm actually going to, he gave me permission to publish that conversation here on the Kill the Can feed as well. So I'm going to probably either later this week or early next week, I will post of that conversation here to this feed as well. But I would absolutely urge you to go and listen to his podcast. It's called Health Transformation with Travis. It is outstanding. I've listened to the first several episodes. It's pretty fascinating, and he comes to not only quitting nicotine and talks about his nicotine quit, but he talks about just a general health transformation, as the name of his podcast would suggest. It really is impressive to kind of listen to what he has done to make himself better, and he has kind of started his, you know, his own coaching. I don't know if it's a business, but he's a health coach, and he's a fascinating dude. I would absolutely suggest you give that a listen. The other thing is I had connected with another quitter, Kramer, who is from May 2015, and he and I are going to chat hopefully in the relatively near future here. He's got a really kind of interesting idea around the perspectives of quitting dip, and it's we chatted real briefly last night, and we're going to find some time where he and I can sit down and really kind of explore that topic here on the podcast, and I'm really looking forward to to having that conversation with him. It was funny. So he's been quit since 2015. I've been quit since 2006. And last night was the first time that we'd ever had an opportunity to connect outside of a little bit of banter back and forth on the forums and Discord. So it was really cool to connect, get another number, get another, put another name and number, another voice to the quitter. And I'm really looking forward to everybody hearing the conversation that we have there as well. Wanted to jump on for a few minutes this morning and talk about beginning your quit. How do you start your quit? I have gotten a bunch of questions lately across multiple platforms and across comments on Discord, comments on the forums, comments on the main site, and then feedback and stuff via social media platforms about how you start your quit. What are the steps to actually begin your quit? Hey, I've been coming at this. I've been thinking about it for a long time. I think I really want to quit. I know I want to quit. How do I start? I've been using for 20 years. I've been using for 15 years. I know I want to quit. I know I need to quit. I just don't know how to do it. How do I get over that hump? Right. And I'm sure if you've listened to previous episodes of the Kill the Can podcast, and I'm sure you've heard me talk about the decision to quit, right? For me, that's step one. Quitting really boils down to only a couple steps. Step one is making a decision to quit. And I think I even talked about this on the last podcast. What does that mean? It really means, ultimately, it's not I'm going to try to quit. It's not I'm thinking about quitting. It's not I'm thinking quitting is going to be a good idea. And it's really not even I know I have to quit, right? It is a decision, a finite, final decision. I'm quitting dip. I'm quitting nicotine. So what does that mean? For me, the best way that I could describe it was I took dip off the table. It wasn't an option. I pretended in my mind that Kodiak no longer existed. If I were to walk into a convenience store, there was no such thing as dip. It didn't exist anymore. So going up and thinking about it, wasn't an option. It was as if, a greater being snapped their fingers and boom, smokeless tobacco didn't exist anymore. Okay. And that sounds kind of silly, but that's the way I approached it. And then that's step one, making that decision. And everybody kind of needs to come to that decision and make that decision on their own. Everybody's reason is a little bit different. Again, I think I've talked on the podcast. My reason for quitting ultimately was for me, and I fully believe that it has to be for you in order to make it stick long term. But kind of for me, what was it that got me past that hump and finally made me make that decision? It was the fact that when my oldest son was 53 days old, he was laying on my chest and I just started crying because I realized at that moment that I was doing something to actively take time away, potentially, from this thing that I loved. And I was no longer willing to potentially make that sacrifice to trade my addiction for my family. Now, again, Chewy, that sounds like you're quitting for somebody else. Well, no, I'm not, because yes, that was kind of the impetus behind my quit, but ultimately it was a very selfish decision. It was for me. And then the benefit was I'm going to be around, I'm going to be healthier for my children, for my wife in the long run. So it's, maybe we're splitting hairs there a little bit, but in my mind, it's very clear I made my decision for me. And then there was just these other people in my life that gained the benefit of also me being quit. I get asked sometimes, why can't you quit for somebody else? For example, why can't you quit for a wife or a girlfriend or a boyfriend or a husband or, you know, or those kind of things, a partner. The reason that I say that is because when you get into the dog days of your quit, when you get into the really difficult times of your quit, whether that's on day three when the withdrawals are the worst, or at 2 weeks when a lot of people hit a hump, or it's at 80 days when you hit the funk, or hell, when it's 2 or 3 years down the road, if you're quitting for somebody else, first of all, you run the risk of potentially that somebody else no longer being in your life, or you no longer caring about their opinion, right? So that's one thing. But the other thing is, what I've seen more often than not when somebody is quitting for someone else, they will resent that person. And what happens is, you, in your mind, I'll just take as an example, let's just say for argument's sake, I quit for my wife. I quit because my wife nagged me. I quit because my wife told me I had to quit. I quit because, you know, those kind of things. That's a very noble thing to do, but there's going to come a time when I resent my wife for making me make that choice, and ultimately a choice that I didn't come to on my own, a decision that I didn't come to on my own, a decision that I feel forced into. And again, I'm not saying that this is me, and it's absolutely not me. This is just a hypothetical. If you quit for somebody else, you're almost definitely going to come to a point where you resent that person, and that's why quitting for somebody else doesn't work. If you quit for yourself, there's nobody else to resent. It is your decision. You can back it up. And there's nobody else to quote unquote blame or fall back on. This is your decision. Okay, so that's step one. Make that decision. Step two, then, is, again, once you've decided, once you've taken dip off the playing field, it's no longer an option. Step two is then you just deal with what comes at you. Okay? And that's going to be different for everybody. For a lot of people, it's going to include withdrawal. I'll say with most people, it's going to include mind games. It's going to include so much will and desire to remain quit. Your desire to remain quit has to overpower anything that quit throws at you, mentally, physically, those kind of things. That's where the accountability piece of Kill the Can comes into play. And I know this sounds really silly almost to somebody that doesn't understand it, but what we do at Kill the Can, we hold one another accountable. Every single day, day by day, day after day, week after week, year after year. We make a promise every single day. We post-roll, I will not use nicotine today. That's it. That's all we're promising. We're not worrying about forever. We're not worrying about tomorrow. We're not worrying about next week. We're literally worried about today. Tuesday, I will not post-roll. Period, paragraph, end of story. Okay? Then when we get to tomorrow, we'll make the same promise about tomorrow. We're not looking back. We're not looking forward. But that accountability piece is key. So what happens is we put people into different quit groups. You get to know people. And this is why the brotherhood, in my opinion, at Kill the Can is so vital to a quit. Because once you understand that you're quitting alongside somebody else, again, you're not quitting for them, you're quitting for yourself. But it's amazing what happens in your mind when there's somebody else on board with that journey. And you see somebody else day after day, week after week, year after year, in there, in the trenches with you. I've never been a military man, but I can only imagine the kind of brotherhood that and the bonds that are formed when you are in a military unit with someone else. You're going through that shared experience together, and ultimately you become bonded and you don't want to let that person down. And no, I'm not equating quitting nicotine to the military, not even close. The military, I have the utmost respect. I've never done it. And I thank every man and woman that has ever put on a uniform to defend this country. So I'm not equating the two, but it's the only analogy that I could think of. Step one, make a decision. Step two, deal with what's being thrown at you. Quit today. And then when you get there, repeat tomorrow. Quitting literally is that simple. There's only a couple steps to it. The difficult part is step two, right? Is dealing with what's thrown at you. And then some people have a really difficult time wrapping their mind around the concept of forever. I'm quit forever. That's why we don't deal with forever. We deal with today. And I tell people all the time, don't worry about forever. Don't worry about tomorrow. Don't worry about next week. Quit today. Then when you deal with, get to tomorrow, you deal with what's ever being thrown at you tomorrow, and you quit tomorrow, one day at a time. And here's the beauty of this. Before you know it, that daily decision to post-roll, to stay quit, to keep your word to somebody else, those daily decisions become easier and easier over time. And before you know it, you look back and you've got a pile of days quit behind you. And that decision becomes that much easier day after day after day. Now, that's not to say that you won't have a bad day here and there, because you absolutely will. It's not to say that you won't have a massive crave out of nowhere, because you might. But the beauty of it is the more I have found, the more days you have behind you, the more people you bring into your network and share this journey with, the easier it is the next time you deal with the crave, the next time you are faced with some thing that challenges your quit. You've got all those days and all those people standing behind you, helping you make that next decision point that much easier. I hope I've not babbled on. I hope that answers some of the questions that I've been getting about how you actually start quitting dip. I'm honored to be quit with every single one of you. You are making my quit network larger. You're making my quit journey that much more special. It's an honor, quitters. I will talk to you soon. Have a good one.
Join us again next time for another edition of the Kill the Can podcast.